What is something from your childhood or maybe your kid's childhood that you did that was dangerous? 855-444-6342. So it's 855-444-MEGA. You know, usually when you do dangerous things, it's with dad too. Like if you just did stuff, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe your dad let you do that. 855-444-6342. What dangerous things are your kids doing with dad? And you're like, you're not supposed to be doing that. It's happened to me. I have a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a newborn. And it's been so hot lately. Mm-hmm. We got one of those like redneck blow up pools in the backyard for the kids to play in. And my kids are obsessed with it and they like to play in it, but they're not like very deep by any means. And so I get home from work yesterday after a long day and the kids are in the pool enjoying it. And my wife goes, as I get to the backyard, do you tell them they can jump off of that thing? And I was like, what? Acting like I didn't know what she was talking about. What? She's like, yeah, that thing. And it was like one of his like little mini plastic swing set things where you could step on.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, Theodore, our 4-year-old, said he can jump off of it and you would throw him the ball. I'm like, well, this is very...
Well, that sounds very Brett Mega orchestrated right there.
And I was like, not only did I tell him that, but I set it up and I put it on some other things to make it higher for him to jump off into this really shallow pool where he could have easily gotten injured and then threw a ball at him to make him dive and try to catch it.
Of course.
But we were getting really good at it. and I was like...
Until he snitched.
And my wife looked at me like, are you an idiot? And I was like, and I had to explain to her. I did tell him, and I built that thing over there that you can see. It wasn't even his idea. This thing has clearly been manufactured.
Obstacle course.
Yeah, and it should be obvious that it was manufactured by me because it looks like it's falling apart. That I told him to jump off the thing that's falling apart. I didn't build anything that's stable. And but that's what we, like, as a kid, you used to do all these crazy stunts. And I used to jump off roofs to, like, catch balls and stuff like that and jump into pools. Mm. And now looking back as I'm a dad, I'm like, wow, that was probably really dangerous. And I would have thought I learned my lesson. Instead, I thought, told my son, hey, throw this ball and jump into this really shallow pool that's on cement.
Mm.
But that's what you do sometimes as dad. We're idiots.
Yeah, you're into the danger thing. I'm more into the stupid stuff.
Oh, good.
Because I'm the guy who taught my child how to pee outside.
Oh my God.
Learn to do it with dad.
Yes. So we had friends over one time doing a barbecue, and my son had to go to the bathroom, and instead of going inside, he just went to the tree and peed. And my wife was like, did you teach him to do that? I was like, well, not around people, you know.
You didn't specify the rules.
Right.
I guess let's just keep it going, because the same thing happened to me, kind of, Kevin, but I told my kid to pee on school ground. So there's a high school.
Brett, that's against the law.
I know. There's a high school down the street from us. And so sometimes we'll walk and they'll leave it open because the track, people will walk the track and stuff like that. But when my son was learning to, you know, go pee, I didn't want him to like pee in his pants so then I just felt like it would just backtrack everything he had just learned. And so we're at this high school, nowhere near a bathroom. It's such a long walk back. And he goes, I got to pee, Dad. So I told him to go underneath the bleachers and pee. So he just understood that, like, hey, we don't want to pee our pants.
Right.
But then he was telling mom, or he told, I think, his grandma when she was on a walk with him, I go pee over there all the time underneath the bleachers. I'm like, bro, it was true.
You just got to teach your son to keep this information private.
What did you do that was dangerous as a kid? Now looking back years later, you're like, I can't believe we used to do this as a kid. Or your kids, you found out were doing dangerous things with dad. 855-444-6342. It's 855-444-MEGA. Why do all the dangerous, dumb things have to happen with dad? Did you as a kid used to do dangerous things with your dad? Or now that you're just an older, wiser person, you look back like, I can't believe we used to do this as kids. What was it? 855-444-6342. I feel like all the dangerous things that end up happening are like with... when dad's on watch.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling the story about how we just bought one of those like blow up pools, you know, like one of those like redneck pools or whatever, have in the backyard because it's been so hot out. And the kids, my kids are 4 and 2, to play in the backyard, they love it. Like the 4-year-old and the 2-year-old, they love it. And my 4-year-old, I developed this like, stand that he can stand on and like a diving board for like a 2-foot pool. It's essentially a diving board, and it's on cement.
Nothing's better than a makeshift diving board.
It's all rickety and stuff. Yeah. My wife looks at me when I got home yesterday. She's like, "Did you tell me you could jump off this?" I'm like, "Yeah, I actually built the thing that you can jump off of." That's manufactured by Dad, you can tell. What was it for you? 855-444-6342. AB, you used to do dangerous things with your dad?
I feel like I have a more extreme version of yours. My dad did BMX growing up, and he had the craziest ramp in their driveway. And he said, not only did my dad let me do this, he's the one that built the ramp.
Oh my God.
Send me that so I can put it on our story.
It's like straight up.
Yes.
It's a half pipe.
It's a 90-degree angle.
Guys, your dad's going to love this. So we built BMX dirt bikes back when we were kids, and we would build them in our backyard. Our dads used to help us as well. And we, guys, I swear to God, this was a thing we used to do. We used to say who can crash the best.
Oh my God.
We didn't want to land on our bike. It was who can do the best crash. You'd launch yourself off the thing, and then you'd try to slam your body into the ground like a crazy way, or throw your bike off of it in the most dramatic way possible. And we gave scores for crashing and almost killing yourself.
That reminds me of a game me and my sister Sarah played together called Speed Hill. And the goal was to go down the biggest hill we could find in the neighborhood and go down it on your bike and not use your brakes. So the goal was to not use your brakes as long as possible. And eventually, you know, you get to a point where there's a tree or a car or house, driveway, whatever. But you want to win, so you can't use your brakes. That game ended very poorly every time.
Nicole, you used to have a game with your dad that was very, very dangerous. What'd you used to do?
Well, I wouldn't call it a game. It only happened once. We had a horrible ice storm when I was probably 15, and he wanted to teach me how to drive on the ice. So we took my mom's Lincoln Town Car out into the front yard. Now, mind you, our front yard's really, really big. And we did donuts around all of the trees to learn how to drive on the ice.
Wow.
There you go. You got to learn how to slide. You got to pump those brakes, right? You got to learn to pump those brakes.
Yeah, pump and turn at just the right
and
moment.
Turn. Oh my See, gosh. Look at you. That dads are always like that's
what an experience.
Yep.
My dad used to just strap us to like the lawn. Thank you so much for the call, Nicole. Strap us to the lawnmower to learn us how to drive. But like we were so small that you'd have to like because
did you have a riding lawnmower?
Riding one, and you have to be sitting back on it. He would just like put something on it so it wouldn't stop and then leave us. I felt like I was like 5 learning to drive this damn lawnmower. And he's like, yeah, I just cut this grass. And then they would just disappear. This thing wouldn't stop. You'd see a 5-year-old driving down the road.
I bet you had great lines in your grass, too.
Well, that kid's going to learn how to see a 5-year-old driving down the street with a big old lawnmower. Like,
gotta teach him to mow early.
Where do you live, kid? A couple of blocks down. I don't know how to drive this thing. Who did this to you? Dad.
Mm-hmm.